Hello and welcome to Diane's Kamikaze Fun Machine, the podcast. I am Diane, sometimes known as Diane Kamikaze. The first 138 episodes were tied in with Diane's Kamikaze Fun Machine as they were all guests who appeared on the program. I am currently on the air on WFMU's Rock and Soul radio stream, Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m., and I don't include interviews in that program. So these are special little pieces that I'm bringing to you because they're fun, funny, weird, or important. I'm a rocker for life, and I hope you enjoy these episodes. All right, check it out, and thanks for listening. Today's interview is with Kalma, specifically two members of the band, Pekka Kokko and Antti Kokko. They are from Finland. Antti is the lead guitarist. Pekka is a guitarist and vocalist for the band. They've been together since 2000, or their first release was in the year 2000. I saw them on the 70,000 Tons of Metal cruise, which is always in January. Year after year after year, I highly recommend going. I got to speak to them right after their performance on the cruise ship. And some of the subject matter of this interview is their self-titled record that was released in May 2023. Check it out. Thanks to the Kokko brothers for making a little bit of time while on this insane cruise to talk to me. And thanks to 70,000tons.com for putting on the shows and getting some interviews done along the way. You can look it up, 70,000tons.com. 70,000 is numbers, not written out. Okay.
That's much crowd surfing and
there was an excessive amount of crowd surfing. Yeah, right. Yeah, that was really, it was more like a crowd waterfall.
Yeah.
That was really pretty great. So how was that? You noticed?
Yeah. Actually, from the very first song, I noticed that there's a good boogie. So it was fun to play. Yeah.
What is it like for you after many years being in a band, from starting off like being in a band, like, oh, we're going to do this band thing, like, oh, this would be really cool, this would be fun, and now it's part of your life? Talk about the differences and how it affects you and that kind of thing.
Well, of course it hasn't been the same all the time, but I think last 15 years we just write an album and then we do some shows, and we have normal day jobs, so we do this every now and then, so it's easy.
So it's like something you have to accept, right?
Yeah. It's a condition.
It's a condition or something. Yeah.
How is that different from when you started the band and it was an idea and you really didn't know where it was going to go?
Yeah, of course it's different. You just said that, why?
Yeah, in the beginning you just wanted to do the music as it is today, of course, but and we didn't have any expectations, of course, doing shows outside Finland and things like that, and it has gone bigger on every album, and it has been nice.
Yeah, slowly but surely.
Yeah.
That's right. So,
and it's I think it's good that it's not on the higher level, because we want to keep it a bit bit like down,
manageable.
Yeah,
exactly. Happy actually where it is now.
Yeah.
So you get to choose.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
we are able to choose. Mm, that's right.
Oh, so why did you self-title your last record Kalma? Like, well, after all these...
Well, we thought that it will be the last album we ever made, but...
Really?
Yeah. But it seems that there's new songs arising, so Maybe we do another album. It's going to be the 10th album, so at least that's a
good,
yeah, that's a good milestone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you really decide that you wanted to end things, or?
Yeah, well, actually, well, yeah. Well, at that time, I felt that we have seen this, so. Yeah.
Well, so. Otherwise, we just record the 10th one and then leave the scene open.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you could just do projects or do festivals. Like, I don't know if you all live near enough to be able to rehearse.
Like, I don't think we are not going to do, like, absolute quit.
Yeah. We leave the door open, but... And let's see what happens.
Yeah. How close do all of you guys live to each other?
We used to live 15, 20 years ago, but nowadays the rest of the guys live in south of Finland and we live up north. So it's 700 kilometers. So we didn't actually, we have rehearsed twice in the last 10 years.
Together,
right? Together, yeah. We rehearse on stage.
Wow.
Well, and there's a lot of data sharing, so it's not as necessary. Yeah. That creates more freedom for you, really.
Yeah. I would like to rehearse more together, of course.
That's right.
Yeah, especially when you are doing a new album. But we are forced to do it by the internet.
So who does most of the writing?
I do. I have written most of the songs, yes.
Okay. So you're the man then. Do you write the lyrics?
Yes, I have done all the lyrics.
Yes. You can say that proudly.
Yeah. Really? I have met all the lyrics. Yes. I have wrote them. Yes.
Did the crews ask you to do particular albums like the way it is this time?
Yeah, I think the guy who sells our shows sold this way, that we are doing some special sets. So.
Oh, okay. Do you prefer that? Is it interesting to you?
Well, I think it's the first time we do this, so...
Oh.
Yeah. It was... Of course, at first I did think that... because there's some songs that we have never played live, so...
Yeah.
But it was... It turned out to be fun. Yeah.
Cool. It went pretty well, actually.
Yeah.
I was surprised. Pretty well.
The joy that was in the audience was... remarkable.
It was
beautiful.
We had some technical problems, but it didn't matter because of the crowd was so crazy. So
is there sometimes where you get too involved in the technical and then just don't really notice the moment?
We have had technical difficulties basically always, so we don't care.
What's your favorite piece of gear? Like, what's your most reliable?
My gear? Myself. Yeah. Well, I don't have any. So I only have a couple of pedals and my guitar, and I just need an amplifier, and that's it. So it's very
There's
easy.
There's nothing much that could get broke. We don't have much equipment. Just the basic stuff. It still works nowadays. Yeah. You don't have to do that, all that digital and everything. Keep it simple, yes. That's the best way.
For sure. I saw a Hammerfall the other night, and they went entirely direct. They had no amps on stage.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's the way bands do today.
Yeah.
But we are doing it analog way.
Man. Yes. Did they give you a list of what they have here, or you just kind of, like, did they have different Marshalls?
Yeah, they have. And we just pick one, and that's it.
Cool. So, as the years went on, so when you started the band, I'm guessing that you weren't really that good at your instrument, or you were at a certain level.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to insult you, I'm just saying.
Of course.
So, does it get easier to write music as your musicianship gets better?
Well, in some way, but for me, writing music has always been about the inspiration. So I only trust my inspiration and try to avoid every possible influence. That's, of course, not possible, but to do so. But My principle is that if the inspiration gives me something and I like it, then it's going to be a Kalmah song.
Yeah, when you get a better player, yeah. There's always a danger that you're going to start to repeat yourself.
Yeah.
Avoiding that repeating is the biggest problem, I guess. Mm-hmm.
So then you have to really have a level higher expected for yourself.
Yes.
So then it's actually harder getting better.
Yeah, that's right.
And develop on a guitar in playing, you can easily start writing complex stuff, probably, mm-hmm. and things like that. But I of course enjoy that soloing is getting better still. So,
so you have those little things like is it faster? Is it more about?
Well, I think it's
notes.
No, I don't like more notes. I think that
more is not more.
No, but I maybe my style is developing.
Okay. Yeah,
that's the way.
And that's from the inside.
Yeah, that's from
like
the yeah,
you're yeah. Comfortable with what you're.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I like the. I think that like solos, I think them as. They have to be kind of part of the song structure, mm-hmm. but they are still solo, so they have their own story to tell inside the song.
Do you do the same solo for the same song over and over again? I don't mean it like over and over again, but like each time you play a particular song, if it's recorded with an specific solo.
Yeah, I try to do it, but I, of course, cannot remember. it's a solo, so I usually pick up the certain points in the. If I don't remember the solo throughout, so I pick up some things here and there, and then do different things in between. So that if somebody who plays guitar and listens to the solos can reckon the solo, and remember it. The parts.
The theme
of the solo, yes.
Oh, okay.
But if I remember the solo exactly, of course I play it like that. Nice.
What's your favorite song to perform live?
Of course, the songs that Heroes to Us is the one that always goes to the crowd. Mm-hmm. So that's fun to play, yeah.
Are there any songs that are your favorite that you don't really get to play? You have a lot of songs,
we play what we want.
Any weird audience experience?
Well, I don't know. For example, last year we were in China. Yeah, and we went to the Mongolian area. We were basically the first bigger band to go to that area that has been prohibited. Then there was a lot of police. Every 50 meters, there was police and police stations. And we were under the eye, so to say. Before the show, there was announcements that you cannot do that, you cannot do this, and everything was prohibited. And then we started the show, and the crowd went totally crazy. So I thought that this is weird.
Wow.
So they didn't care any of the announcements. So that was fun.
Did you book a tour there because you wanted to visit, or was it?
Well,
just
we have
happen?
Been in Japan and China before, and
not in that particular area.
It was up north. I think it was the town that has more miles to the sea from all over the world, basically in the middle of the nowhere. Yeah.
So, what's the best advice anybody ever gave you?
Well, I don't know, be yourself. Yeah.
You don't give up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep pushing.
Yeah.
Nice. Were you encouraged as a child to play music?
No, we didn't have our parents. They, of course, listened to music, but they didn't play any instruments. So.
Was that influential to you, just that they were listening to music?
Yeah, of course.
I think I was his biggest influence.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm an older brother.
Yeah,
much older.
5 years.
5 years old.
Yeah, well, he started playing, so I sneaked
they
in.
Followed.
Yeah.
Were there fights over?
Yeah, we have had fights, but actually nowadays.
Not serious fights.
No. It's just
only little arguments.
Yeah, like arguments. Yeah.
But
nowadays it's calm. But with the new songs, of course, he's
always complaining.
Always fearing that I cannot play this, I cannot play that.
Oh, because you write it and then you put him through the ringer.
That's
good.
But he will usually learn it.
He's trying to keep you on your toes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you to brothers Pekka and Ante Koko of Kalma. Kalmah. .com, Kalma Official on Instagram, and I believe on Facebook as well. 70,000tons.com and WFMU.org. All important. Thanks for listening. My Instagram handle is one word, Diane Kamikaze. Kamikaze ends with an E. Follow me there. The full link to my index of shows can be found on wfmu.org/playlists/DK. So that's playlists plural, and then the DK is both uppercase, capital letters. Send me email, diane@wfmu.org, and be sure to subscribe to the show. Diane's Kamikaze Fun Machine radio show can be heard on the WFMU Rock and Soul radio stream, New York time, 9 a.m. on Wednesdays. Thank you.